It's Saturday, the 23rd of March. And a tiny wren hops about the apple tree, looking for tiny wee grubs and insects. Amazing to watch. And this morning, it is absolutely bitter cold once again. More snow yesterday, right through till late at night. Temperatures down in a terribly strong cold wind coming in from the east. This morning I had hoped to be recording something from the car boot at our local market once again. Watching every weather forecast we could last night. Right through the day, right through the evening. Leaving early afternoon. By late afternoon we made the decision that according to the forecast we should be okay for today. So we hauled everything down from the attic, loaded the car, top box full of clothes, every space in the car, packed something in. By 6 p.m. I had it all done and came indoors to get the tea. Yeah, you guessed it. The snow came back on, and I'm standing here this morning with the snow and the freezing temperatures and this tremendously strong, gusty, cold wind. So, set the alarm for 5:30 this morning. That's the time we normally get up. And pulled some clothes on, went to the front door. And oh, it was horrendous. It was freezing cold, wind and still some flakes of snow. So a decision was made to abandon all attempts and back into bed. So we didn't get out of bed till after 9:30. But feeling sorry this morning for my wife, because 3 weeks ago, we had a glorious Saturday. She made over £300 for her project for Lourdes, for Raymond. And every Saturday since then, she's been desperate to get back along. And she won't make that kind of money again, I doubt, but she's desperate to get all the funds in early, as early as possible, so she can relax a wee bit. But every Saturday has been either washed out or, like this morning, snowed and frozen and windied out. Listen to that. There's no way we could have stood holding on to everything this morning. Probably ended up with my wife coming back with a severe chill or something. Dear, dear. So I do feel absolutely sorry for her this morning. Now, the plan is I'll have to empty all the car and drag everything all the way back into the attic and pray that next Saturday, which is Easter Saturday, actually, is a good day. Please God. But it's far too cold to stand here this morning once again. I guess another wasted Saturday, another day clinging to the central heating and televisions and computers and there. This time last year, well, most of you in the UK will remember the conditions this time last year. Someone somewhere had 21 degrees. This morning, It's minus 2 at this time. Chill factor, minus 12 at least. Oh well. Spring is around the corner, surely. Let's hope it's next Saturday at the latest.